175 and all, baby.
Talk Radio.
Did you see how I beat the fuck out of that U.S. Marine? Listen, man. The fight that I won before that, I beat a Bellator motherfucker. And before I beat the Bellator motherfucker, did you all see that Muay Thai ninja motherfucker? You see, hey, you do no haters are saying, oh, but that Marine said he never boxed before. Oh, but he's a Marine. He doesn't need a box. Wait a minute. Listen, I'm the best boxer in the world. I'm never going to downgrade my sport. It's my sport. I'm 175-0 in it, right? But why does somebody have to be a boxer in order to be a good fighter? And he told me after he lost, he said he won some street fights, you know. He did 8 years in the Marines. Come on, the guy obviously knows how to fight. He was fucking shitting himself. He was so terrified of me. He, you know, yeah, I mean, come on. No, I was phenomenal. I was phenomenal. I mean, it was offensive. One of the best, if not my best, offensive performance of all time. I mean, I was phenomenal. I mean, the thing is, I fight every other day. 70 boxing wins. 70 wins in 11 months, and the year is not over. But that's it. I mean, I know I always say it, but I think that. 70 wins in 11 months. I mean, what the fuck, man? I mean, I beat everybody, man. Listen, that Muay Thai champion that I beat, that was my, well, performance-wise, that was a great win. That was my best win competition-wise, meaning that guy was number two pound for pound after me. Yes, this Marine was not as good as him. Okay, I agree, but come on, he was still a U.S. Marine, you know, top-tier victory, you know. And the guy before that, I did the same shit to the Bellator motherfucker, man. Come on, man. He couldn't touch me because I'm the GOAT, man. You put that Marine with any other boxer, he'll touch them. I'm telling you that right now. You put that Marine with any other boxer, he's going to touch them. He couldn't touch me because I'm Charlie Zelenoff. You put him in with somebody else, he's going to touch them all day, man. We got a 111 caller. You're on there with the undefeated, undisputed, legendary boxer. Champion, gladiator, Charlie Zelenoff. Welcome to the Pound for Pound Radio.
Hey, Charlie Z.
Is this Jenna J, Boston?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
What's up, eh? Long time no talk. Well, how am I doing? Well, that's kind of hard to answer, you know. Going through a divorce and winning fights, you know. And in fighting, I'm always, you know how I'm doing. I'm always doing good. But me and my wife were, you know. Yeah, you know, I was in Ukraine for 3 months. So I don't know if you saw my victories over there.
I definitely saw your most recent one. And clearly you're taking out those marital issues out in that Marine. He did not know what was coming, did not know what he was in for, huh?
Oh, yeah, that Marine. That's what I'm saying. Like, so he wasn't a boxer, but I asked him after. I'm like, you've been in some street fights before, right? He's like, oh, yeah, hell yeah, I've been in a lot of, you know, he's like, I won some street fights. And look, the guy was 205 pounds. He was wide as fuck, you know. I mean, just because somebody's not a boxer doesn't mean they're not a good... He was a Marine for 8 years, you know what I mean? I don't know if you've seen my 173rd victory. Yeah, I'm almost to 200. I've been racking up wins, you know, 70 wins this year. It's world record. But my 173rd win was against a Muay Thai world champion who was like 20-0. And that dude was, you know, one of my toughest opponents. And he was very hard to hit. You know, he was. You seen it? The guy with the beanie? I hit him with a left hook.
I have not seen it, but I'm sure if you put it in chat, I can give you
I'll link you. I'm telling you, that guy would, I'm telling you, he would, that guy would crush fucking Derek the Giant, fucking the Joke, Daniels. I think he would beat Deontay Wilder. Yeah, hell yeah.
I thought you said you were gonna slow down after 100 wins. Now you got 70 fights this past year. You're really going out there.
No, I know, but no, I think that I mean, I don't even know. I'll be back next year, but I mean, I beat everybody. I mean, fuck. I mean, there's nothing left to prove. I mean, it's just so many fucking fights. Okay, I can get to 200.
I do have,
you know,
one thing I think there is out there left to prove. I mean, I'm sure you saw that news, that clown Conor McGregor he's got a boxing license in California. I mean, what the fuck is that guy doing? He's got no business in a boxing ring.
Everybody asks me, people in real life are like, Charlie, when are you going to fuck up Conor McGregor? And I'm just thinking, like, what? Like, you motherfuckers need to watch my fights in the Ukraine. I beat special forces, special ops. Like, I beat at least 100 guys that would knock Conor McGregor out.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
That
guy's got no skills. No,
I know, the whole big name thing.
What does he do? He gets a license in California, of all places. Not Nevada, like he's chasing Mayweather.
Why? I'll knock him
California?
And Mayweather out. Yeah, but see, that. I mean, he's too small. Hey, bring him on. You know what I mean? Fuck it. If the fans want to say it, I'll do it.
That's,
you know, bring
honestly,
him on. He's
that's
what
the fans want. That guy, he's disgraced in boxing, John. I mean, literally, that's got no business. You see that shitty stand-up? You would fuck him up, Charlie. Seriously, that ass clown has got no business in boxing, and you're the guy. That's the one thing you could do is get out of boxing. You got no business in it, and you can just knock him the fuck out. Literally, you see that guy? His shitty stand-up? You see that shitty defense?
I've never seen him fight. I actually beat a Bellator. You know Bellator? You know, it's the same show like UFC.
Yeah.
I was at the UFC gym a few days ago, and I fought a Bellator. You know, a guy was like light heavyweight, super middleweight. He was 6'4", though. He was really tall. He had an 86-inch reach, and I beat the fuck out of this dude in the cage and out the cage. It got filmed, but since he lost, like I've been telling you, you know, like I got this beef with these TV fighters, and, you know, he had like 10 people with him, and they deleted the video, and then they all left, and then I punched him in the face, bare knuckle for it, and he was like, he gets up, he's like, why the fuck you hit me, man? I'm like, why the fuck you delete the video, bitch? He's like, you're going to put it on YouTube, man. You're going to put it on YouTube. I'm like, well, good. We'll let everybody see what kind of pussy you are, man. See, because he was 12-0, and all his fights were televised. I told you, the Underground, the UBF, that's the real pros. If Conor McGregor wants anybody, they need to come down. Like, Deontay Wilder came down. I knocked Deontay Wilder the fuck out in the ring. He cheap shotted me in the second fight. I beat Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder would he's a sloppy-ass fighter, but he would kill Conor McGregor. If I can beat Deontay Wilder.
You said it yourself,
yeah.
Though. You've done everything you can do. You're 170-0. What else is left to do? That's a super fight, 175-0.
Jenna, 175.
What is there else left to do? I mean, you fought Wilder, you fought Mayweather.
Nothing.
But
nothing.
Deontay Wilder, you fought all these guys. But McGregor, this guy is now the biggest star in combat sports. That's the thing. That's what they don't know. They don't know that because he's talking. He talks, you know, good game, and he knocks out a couple of scrubs that you'd wipe the floor with. But, you know, people think he's good, but he hasn't been exposed. And you would expose him. That guy is cocky as fuck. And if you fought him,
I know. He's a clown.
But that's the thing.
Hey, well,
that's the fight.
Yeah,
he gets licensed in California. Don't you see a problem? I see a problem with that. I saw that right there. I said, I got to go to the champ
and
tell him about this fucking ass clown coming into your territory. That's what I had to do. I thought, I was like, I got to contact Troy Z. And I'm like, this fucking ass clown he's trying to get, he's moving on your fucking turf. He's in California. So, honestly, call that fucking bitch out. The fans want to see it. I want to see it. You knock him the fuck out and ends it. He's out of boxing forever. He goes back to, you know, that big ass MMA, pump on the ground shit, whatever the fuck that is. But call, I'm telling you, call his ass out. TMZ will pick it up.
I don't need a call. Don't,
you don't need the fame.
The gym.
You need to,
the gym.
You need, I'm telling you. This guy.
The
you,
gym
you
I beat.
Study
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Charlie, I know boxing. If you study this guy, he's fucking horrible. Horrible stand-up. Horrible defense. Horrible footwork. He's got no skill. No chin. You see what Nate Diaz is fucking garbage. Garbage. And that guy
Nick
fucking
Diaz. Yeah, I want to knock out Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz. But yeah, this McGregor clown.
Nate Diaz.
He's
Nate Diaz
out.
Is even worse. And he literally.
I'd kill
Nick Diaz.
Did you see how
Conor lost? He got hurt with a punch. And then he went to the ground and let himself get choked up because he knew he was going to get knocked the fuck out. Glass jaw. Totally exposed. And you can take this. I'm just saying. I see an opportunity.
Well, I could take anybody. I beat heavyweights, and cruiserweights. So I mean, okay, from heavyweights and cruiserweights, I beat heavyweights. You know that Marine I beat today was 205. So I beat guys that are like from, you know, 194 Muay Thai champion I beat. He was 20-0. I gave him his first loss. The 12-0 Bellator fighter was 12-0. Gave him his first loss. All these guys are big. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go from beating up big motherfuckers to knocking out this little fucking Irish fucking clown.
This little Irish
you know.
Bitch weighs like 170. But see, that's the full 101. You beat him.
He
you
does
beat
not
him.
Look
I'm
170.
You, not, we don't need just a gym match. You can fuck him up in the gym anytime. I'm telling you. You call him out to a legitimate boxing match. That's you versus him. You know what his record's going to be. Fucking 0-1, done. What are you going to be? Fucking 1-0 against that bitch. Knock him the fuck out. That's your
fight,
Charlie.
No, I'll be
176
and 0.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know how people like they.
Oh, you're
you
talking about under Box Track, but
all that other shit. But
fake
Box Track, they can't say shit. If you knock him out, he'll be fucking 0-1, and you'll fucking have that win. So
yeah, but Jenna,
Boxrec
is. I beat them. I beat Deontay Wilder under the UBF, and they, you know,
I'm telling you, Charlie, you take that guy. California will sanction that fight. It's you. He's an 0-0 fighter. He's got no rec at all. And then that's the ultimate fuck you to Boxrec, is if you knock out Conor McGregor because they can't say nothing. That's how you beat. Fake wreck. So every time they say, "Oh, Charlie's not 175 and any of that shit," they'll be like, well, "Fuck you."
It's on video, though.
Record.
It's on video. Okay, fine.
Oh,
on,
no,
maybe
matter.
Not all.
On paper,
maybe
yeah,
not all
175.
On 175, it's on video, though.
But it don't matter
man.
What fake wreck says. It's all it takes is just one fight.
Exactly.
That's
you just said it.
You
just said it.
I'm a good promoter above everything else. I know a lot of people, Charlie. I know a lot of people. I'm telling you.
Ryan
McGregor,
let
he's
him
a
let
from
him.
The fucking gods for you. He's 0-0. He's an 0-0 boxer in California. You will give him
Look,
his fucking loss.
I'm close to 200 wins. I'm telling you. The gym that I just beat the Bellator fighter at, they got – and Vanderlei Silva and Anderson Silva that come down there, I can whoop their ass. Beating them would be a lot.
But you can whoop
you
all
know,
those MMA guys. They suck. They suck. I'm telling you, this guy is hand-picked for you. Really fucking
hand-picked.
You're
telling me you rather watch me and McGregor than me and Anderson Silva?
Honestly, I'd rather see you beat up somebody that people actually think highly of. People think of Anderson Silva now as like he's lost his last three fights in a row. Like maybe four fights. I mean, he's
yeah,
he's
but
not
he's bigger. He's bigger than McGregor. I don't like fights.
Yeah,
but the only small guy.
He's one. He's one.
Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Floyd
Mayweather Jr. is the only. He let him come
see,
to UBS. What you?
McGregor.
McGregor's
trying to call out Mayweather. He's trying to call out Mayweather. That's what McGregor's trying to do, and he don't.
All that shit's fake, Zana. All that shit's fake. I'm telling you. I was involved in catching.
Do you or do you not
agree
that McGregor is garbage?
He's beyond garbage. He's
beyond garbage.
He's,
you do not believe you would knock him out easily.
I'll knock any man out in the world.
Exactly.
Period.
But I'm saying you think if you want a rival against Fake Wreck, You want a rival against all your haters. That's the one thing you do. You take on an 0-0 fighter that people are talking about. He claims he's the best
fighter
in the world.
Yeah, but I beat a
31. What happens if you knock him out? What happens if you knock out the guy who claims he's the best fighter in the world?
He
is right now the biggest pay-per-view star on the planet right now. Right now he gets the most people buying his pay-per-views. You know what's going to break that? Him versus Charlie Z. In a boxing.
Charlie Zonoff is
no more,
Charlie
more
Zonoff is the best boxer in the world.
Mayweather versus Pacquiao. You know that, right? You know that. I'm not even fucking
Mayweather and Pacquiao
McGregor
was
such
fake,
a big clown
fake
right
shit.
Now. He's such a big clown. His pay-per-views do so much money in a boxing match against you. You know how much money you fucking... I know you're not about the material things, but, you know, you just went through a divorce. You got through all that sort of shit. Yeah. Fucking, you know how much you get paid for that? The way you can promote a fight, and people will be like, oh, Charlie doesn't have a chance. These people have no fucking idea. If you fight McGregor, I'm going to bet my life savings on you. That's how confident I am. I'd be, because all the fucking, all of them, oh, I'm not kidding you. I got lots of money. I made tons of money for my radio show. I would bet it all. I'm not fucking with you. I'm not fucking around. I'm telling you, you would fucking knock him out. But you got to, I'm telling you, before this clown gets knocked out by somebody else while they're talking about him as something, you got
to
call him out.
That's the thing. Here he got to be, here he lost to that. Nate Diaz, he already lost. If he still...
They already forgot. They already forgot, Charlie. So that's what I'm saying. He's 0-0 in boxing. He's an undefeated fighter. You give him that loss. You make him 0-1 forever. Not only do you won, make a fuck ton of money for a pay-per-view. I'm telling you. You got the TMZ fame. You got the Wilder fame. You got the fame.
Yeah, but when I beat Wilder, they talk shit. They talk shit. Like,
if you beat McGregor, if you look out there, all these ESPN clowns, they talk about McGregor like he's a god, like he's the best fighter on the planet. What does that
make
you if you beat McGregor? What does that make you?
He's garbage. Yeah, but that's not how he's viewed in the underground. And the fighters I beat, I'm telling you.
But you take a mainstream clown, and you beat him under boxing rules.
I just did 2 days ago. I just did 2 days ago. Bellator mainstream, right?
It don't matter. But we're talking about the most well-known ass clown in all of combat sports. Even more, you saw more pay-per-views than Mayweather is now. You take on McGregor.
Mayweather.
Oh no!
I'll kill him and Mayweather.
Tonight. I want you to go look at the video of his striking and see how garbage it is, and tell me you don't think you wouldn't easily knock him out. Watch the Nate Diaz, where Nate Diaz punches him in the jaw.
I know I would knock him out.
And the fact that his fucking jaw shattered. He went to the ground and got choked out because he didn't want to get knocked out on his feet. There's nothing you can say when you get knocked out on your feet. So he said, I went to the ground, I got choked out. In a boxing match, he's got no chance. So I'm saying, this guy is going to fight somebody, and he's going to lose.
I fight him three times a week, you'll still have that fame.
Charlie, you still have that fame. People think McGregor's great, and then when you knock him out, you expose him. And you're the one who gets, you beat Fake Wreck. You make a shit ton of money.
I already did.
Trust me, I'm already there.
People are already inviting me to... Bunch of mother, you know, I'm getting, you know, a lot of, I won so many fights that some motherfucker that he says he's doing, you know, like movie scenes, and he needs real fighters, not like fake shit. He wants real fighters to show up. You know, he gave me his number and everything. And I'm getting a lot of opportunities. I'll tell you what, Conor McGregor. Look, I'm the champ. I'm the GOAT. If Conor McGregor should not even be mentioned in the same sentence as my name. However, if he wants to fight me, then he needs to, you know, it should, like, I'm the champ. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not the challenger. You know what I'm saying? He's a joke. He's a clown. He's a paid professional actor. I told you, I beat a Bellator fighter 2 days ago, and he was just as easy as the U.S. Marine. It worked the same shit. Just how I rushed this Marine today. You saw the fight, the heavyweight Marine that I beat today.
I rushed that. The Bellator guy, the way you did that, quick punches wouldn't land on McGregor's chin. I know what you're saying. Those punches would knock out Mike Tyson.
Those punches would knock out an 80s Mike Tyson. Those punches would knock out anybody. I'm saying that McGregor. Let him come to UBF and do an internet pay-per-view or something like that.
Don't worry about that. That's the fight. that you need to put on record. That's the fight where you expose fake records. That guy's 0-0. He's got a license in California. It doesn't take too many
different
things.
Yeah, but I got beef.
You can either,
I got beef with fake
records.
Yeah,
but you got beef. You got beef. You got beef with fake records. But there's nothing they can say once you beat McGregor. That's over with. So you beat McGregor, you get a shit ton of money, and you beat fake records. I'm saying this fight, Charlie, it's like a gift to you. It's like an opportunity of a lifetime. You got to get in there before some other ass clown gets, because that's what McGregor's looking for. He's looking for some regular old fight.
Okay, I would do it. I would put him to sleep. It would be a step back, but I would, fuck it. I would put him to sleep for 176. But I don't think he'll do it, though. I don't think he'll do it. I beat heavyweights. I beat heavyweights. You know what I mean? I beat a legitimate
20 and 0 with TMZ. They get attention. So if you call him out and you call him out in a video, they will. And he will say, you'll be like, you know, you call him out and say, look, I heard McGregor. You got a license in my state. I'm from California. I'm the champ. I'm the best fighter here. You come in my state. That's an insult. You're a fucking clown. I'll knock you the fuck out. You want a boxing match? You're 0-0, bitch. Let's do it on fucking paper. Let's do it on pay-per-view. I will fucking make you 0-1 forever, bitch. That's what you say to them. And they will pick it up. They will broadcast it. It will end up on ESPN. It will end up everywhere. And you'll get an offer for that fight. You will totally get an offer. And if you get that fight, Charlie, I have no doubt in my fucking mind, you would knock that fucking guy out. Do you see how horrible his fucking footwork is? He fucking moves around, and he's fucking always off balance. He's fucking sloppy as fuck, and he throws these punches that are just like anybody can fucking see him. They're ridiculous.
Yeah,
he has no skill.
A clown. I mean,
he's got his spinning back.
I'd much rather knock out.
He don't have that in boxing. All he
I'd rather knock out Floyd Mayweather Jr. or knock out Deontay, beat Deontay Wilder again. But McGregor's a clown. But you know, like I said, like you said earlier in the radio, the fake wreck is a. It's choreographed, you know what I'm saying? You saw the David Haye shit? How David Haye paid a guy to take a dive?
They can't
bribe me. They're not going to bribe me because I don't care what. Yeah, they can't bribe me.
He's 0-0. 0-0.
Yeah, I'm 175-0, baby. 175-0.
You got that record. You got all that. But see, as far as Boxrec's concerned, they only see the past.
Fuck
Boxrec. No matter what, you change that, though. You understand that? McGregor will be 0-1 forever. He will be 0-1.
Okay.
That Bellator dude
is 12-0 in Bellator. Now he's altogether he's 12-1. But if you look at it UBF wise, he's 0-1. You know what I'm saying? Because we fought on the underground. We fought in the UBF. That's what I'm saying. All this promoter shit, it's all fake shit. You know what I mean?
It is, but there's nothing.
Not one fight underground.
Just one. Only one fight for the rest of your life that's not underground. You beat McGregor. You end like you totally just you fuck Boxrec for the rest of the life. I mean,
it has to be under the UBF banner, though.
Depression. They would probably kill themselves, Charles. Let's be honest.
No, they wouldn't. I beat Deontay Wilder. They still talk shit.
But I beat Jill Zavala. But see, they don't have to acknowledge it. But I'm saying they don't have to acknowledge it. But if you fight someone under a sanctioned fight in California, which you're eligible to get another boxing license again, McGregor just got one, under a sanctioned fight, there's nothing they can say, and they can't not acknowledge it. No matter what, you'll put a 0-1 on McGregor, 0-1. His record will be 0-1. And Boxrec will have no choice but to acknowledge your victory. That's the thing I'm telling you. This is the opportunity
that you have.
It's very rare. I know you don't care about what they think. I know you don't care about any of that. But this is an opportunity financially that you could take some severe advantage of, Charlie, because you have the ability to draw people to a fight. McGregor does as well.
But if you notice, I changed my style. All my videos, if you look at my channel, it's all fights. I don't make videos where I'm talking. I'm not the same person I was.
Eight, nine years ago.
All I do is fight. That's all I do.
I just fucking knock. But this is the time where you got to promote something bigger, because if someone else beats him, Charlie, That opportunity is lost forever. You know what you can do to that guy. You see him? It's about money. Trust me, money means a lot.
Wow.
Like, I used to do the boxing radio show. I used to do it for free for the longest period of time. I used to do it for free for ESP. And then eventually I got my own website, and I found out how much I could get paid.
Once you get paid,
you're like, fuck you, ESP. I'm taking the check, and I'm going home. I mean, I get to fly everywhere. I go to fights around the world. I get to do all the shit. I get to eat fucking choice beef, fucking awesome steaks. I get to do whatever I want because I made money. And I'm saying, you have the pride. You're 175-0, but I'm saying McGregor is an opportunity for you to make some serious cash, fucking own the people at BoxRec, own all your haters, and walk away with a big check. But you have to,
you have to go out.
You have to make that video to make it salvageable. You'd have to call that fucker out. And I'm telling you, you would have my endorsement in your videos.
Hold on, you would have my endorsement in your video
saying that I believe you will beat McGregor. And I am literally
I can beat anybody. I beat Deontay Wilder. Do you think if I can beat Deontay in the ring, you seen when I chin checked Deontay Wilder?
But see, I know I saw that. I saw that fight. I saw what happened.
Deontay Wilder 6'7".
All right,
fuck the second fight, the disqualification, whatever. I'm talking about the ring fight. He had his posse there. They tried to jump me, like when the Mayweather jumped me. I didn't want to get jumped again. That's why when I knocked him out on his feet, that's why I left the ring. But you saw the ring fight with me and Wilder.
I saw what happened to Wilder.
Wilder flew out of the fucking screen. You seen that?
I saw him. He tried to step in the ring. He flew out.
Okay, exactly.
It doesn't matter.
I beat Deontay Wilder, and they're still talking shit. And you're telling me that if I beat some little Irish fucking punk, they're not going to talk shit anymore? I'll happily knock him out. Fuck all that. But sanction David Haye paid some guy to take a dive. It's also sanctioned. Is it sanctioned? No, it's not sanctioned.
They can't pay you to take a dive now, can they? Don't matter.
But these so-called sanctioned fights, Charles.
You got to understand this here. All right, to everyone else right there, they could see the Deontay Wilder fight. They could see the Mayweather fight. They could see all these other things, all your wins, all against the Marine, the Bellator guy, all this. And they say, well, you know what? He wasn't under rules. He wasn't under this. If you fight McGregor, it would be under a boxing match rules. And he sucks at boxing.
What do you mean? All my matches, well, almost all my matches are boxing. I fight street fights sometimes.
Yeah, I'm saying, but sanction, have the referee, have ring doctors in case you, I mean, if you fucking put him in a coma, I mean, you feel kind of bad. You want a fucking ring doctor there. If you do this, let's say you did it at a gym and you fought McGregor.
Yeah, I don't know. Kimbo Green, there was a ring doctor.
You know what I'm saying, but if something bad happens,
I'm down. Charlie Zelenov is number one pound for pound, 175-0. Bellator went down. The Muay Thai champion, 194 pounds, 20-0. 20-0, fucking hundreds of amateur fights, never lost. 20 professional fights, never lost. You hear me? I gave him his first ever loss. That guy would murder Conor McGregor. That guy would knock out Deontay Wilder. I'm telling you, when the radio's done, I'm gonna send you that fight. You're gonna see how fast this motherfucker is.
What I'm trying to say is these under the radar guys.
They're a lot better than these TV clowns.
So that's what you need. All your other fights get all the attention in the world once you
Gio Zavala is you know, the bald Mexican. I actually seen him 2 days ago when I beat the Bellator dude. He was there. He didn't see the fight. He left, but I'm saying he was there. Remember Gio Zavala, the big ass fucking UFC fighter I beat?
Yeah. I've seen that guy.
Exactly.
Big, but
that's what I'm saying.
Anyways, yeah.
220 pounds. That motherfucker was huge.
It ain't always about the size of the guy. It's about the size of the fight. Okay? It's about the promotion of the fight. For me,
You know who I want to knock out next? You know, I always fight cruiserweights and heavyweights. Who I want? Floyd Mayweather Jr. You know what I'm saying? He's a little shrimp.
Don't worry about Floyd. He's retired anyways. No, I'm saying
Floyd
would have
Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Who was Floyd last talking about fighting? Floyd last night.
He's not a fighter. I want to expose Floyd because I knocked his dad out. And if I
but
knock out Floyd, it would make for a great story. It would make for a great story.
Floyd has been calling out Conor McGregor. Floyd actually offered Conor McGregor $10 million for a fight. So let's
look,
say you knock out
that.
Conor McGregor. I'm saying Floyd would never step into the ring with you unless you beat his cash cow. You
Floyd would never step in the ring
off.
With me if you put a gun to his head. You could put a gun to his
and
head and he would still wouldn't step in
no,
the ring with me.
Out, if you knock out McGregor on fucking
no,
pay-per-view,
no.
he would know he would fight
no,
you.
No, I'd
he
beat Deontay
him.
Wilder. Floyd knows him. Would Floyd fight Deontay Wilder? Fuck no. He would never fight Deontay Wilder.
Why
would kill him.
Why is Floyd talking about fighting McGregor then? Why is he doing that?
It's all for money. It's all money. It's
exactly.
all fake.
It's all for money.
It's all
but
show business. It's show business.
Don't you take his spot? Don't you take McGregor's spot if you knock him out?
What spot? I'm the champ. I'm in the spot, man. I'm in the spot. I'm number one, pound for pound.
Darling,
I know
you. I'm telling you.
I'm the greatest
of
all time.
It's an opportunity where if you call him out
opportunity,
on video, they will share.
Let him come to. Let him come to the gym. Let him come to any UFC gym. And I'll knock him out
it's
on
okay
video.
It ain't about unsanctioned. I'm telling you, this one fight here is the only fight you want to put on record. Because if you do it, it not only makes you fucking millions of dollars, seriously, millions of dollars, he will
it's
be
millions of dollars,
one.
Yeah, but,
understand,
you know,
Box
yeah.
Rec. It's the one fight you want to put on Box Rec because no one can say nothing. He's 0-0. Zero and zero.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I'm down. But I'm telling you, McGregor ain't gonna do it. He's not, you know.
If you make
he's
the video
fake,
calling
he's
that ass
stupid.
Out,
he's
say,
stupid, but he's not that stupid. He does not want to fight
no.
a 175 and 0 fighter with 143 knockouts, with zero losses and one no contest altogether. He does not want to fight somebody. Like that.
He fought Nate Diaz again after Nate Diaz basically knocked him out.
Who the fuck is Nate Diaz?
He's a bum. But my point is,
how many losses does Nate Diaz have?
How many losses does Nate Diaz have?
Nate Diaz got more losses than what? No, I can't even count on my fingers because he got more losses than
like
he got more than 10 losses.
Yeah, exactly. And what did he do? He beat McGregor. So what does that tell you? McGregor's still, everyone's still
no,
talking like
I'm
he's
talking
the best
about,
fighter. They forgot
I'm talking about the
loss,
Diaz sisters.
Charlie.
I'm talking about the Diaz sisters.
But here, if you make that video, I will help get it to the right hand.
I don't make videos anymore. Jenna, I'm on a different level now.
You can't call out a fighter. If you don't call out a fighter, I can't get that
I don't do that anymore. I can do it on the radio. I don't do videos.
He's got to see you. He's got to see you in your eyes. He's got to see that fuck. He's like, he don't want to look like a pussy. He'll look like a pussy if he looks at you in the eyes in the video and says, oh, I can't fight Charlie Z. No, challenge him. You say,
he's a fucking
McGregor.
Pussy. Look, I got,
yeah,
let me cut you off, right?
McGregor.
Let me cut you off. I got, well, Mom Brewster's phone number, right? I got Deontay Wilder's phone number. I already smashed Deontay Wilder. Listen, I got Tony Thompson's phone number. He's not that known. Some bum from everywhere. Hold on. Who else? Let me just tell you who else. I got Bermaine Stavern's phone number. I got James Tony's phone number. I got Shannon Briggs' phone number. I talk to James Tony. I call James.
Charlie, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? You're talking to the world's greatest boxing radio show host. World. I got everybody's number. I got all those guys, plus I got Mike Tyson, Ray Leonard.
I'm not bragging to you that I have their numbers. Listen, I'm the GOAT. I'm the greatest. I'm better than all of them. What I'm trying to say is I called all these motherfuckers, and the only one that fought was Deontay. And all these other clowns, they didn't want to fight. And they're heavyweights. If James Toney and Bermaine Stavern didn't want to fight me, what makes you think that doesn't matter?
I just called on his cell phone. You made videos calling him out. I saw the videos.
No,
you were calling him out all the time.
No, not because of the videos. No,
calling him out.
I talked to him on Facebook. No, I got his number. I have my ways, man. Come on. How did I get a win over that Bellator dude?
I saw those videos, and that's how you got
How did I get a win over Bellator, dude? How did I get a fight with Jill Zavala? How did I get how? Because I'm the GOAT. I'm definitely winning these fights.
Charlie,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what money?
It's more like they got my number. You know what I'm saying? Not like I got there with their number. They're bums. They're regular people, man. I saw Chuck Liddell. You know Chuck Liddell? Hey, come on. You're gonna tell me?
All those people. Try. All those
Chuck
people.
Chuck Liddell is a fucking joke.
Box wreck to the side. But your ex-wife to the side. What is the biggest fuck you can do to anyone in the world? Not only
she's still,
one beaten
she's
boxer,
still my wife,
not only
actually,
two
by law,
getting
but...
a win in a, on a sanctioned win. But you know what the number one thing is? If you make millions of dollars, that's the one thing. Look at Donald Trump. The dude fucking made all that fucking, all his billions and all that.
I don't give a fuck about politics.
He became president. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So that's the ultimate fuck you to everybody. When everyone doubts you and then you do something, that's the ultimate fuck you. Trump just did that.
Yeah,
they,
but I just want, you know, I won 70 fights in 11 months. You understand? That's a world record. You know, the Sugar Ray Robinson, I surpassed. Sugar Ray Robinson had 173 wins, 19 losses. I'm 175-0. I'm the greatest boxer that ever lived. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to stoop down to anybody's level and be like, oh, you want to fight me? You want to fight me? Like, you know what I'm saying? If they want to fight.
It's that one fight, the one opportunity. And if you call him out, I'm telling you.
Mark my words, he's going to die down. He's going to die. I'm down to fight him.
But I don't make videos. Hear this.
What do you mean he won't ever?
He won't find this audio track.
Charlie Z, everybody, how do people stop me everywhere I go? I sign autographs.
When you got
everybody,
Wilder in the ring, it was because you made videos. People saw your face and you were calling them out.
Me and Wilder had beef. No, wrong. We had beef for 2 years. And then
Charlie,
I fought Derek
I could
the
pull
Giant.
I on YouTube and find 10 videos you made where you were calling this guy out.
No, not
so,
10,
I mean,
like,
not,
2.
Not
I made
that,
like 2.
It's not that hard.
I made like 2. I made a video calling out Wilder while calling him on his own cell phone. That's different. You know what I'm saying? If I get Conor McGregor's phone number, then yeah, I'll call him out. Yeah, but just like make a video like that? No, I don't do that. No, I'm not 19
well,
years
that
old
video,
anymore. I'm the champ.
You'd have nothing to say.
I'm the champ. I'm number one. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to do the chasing. They want the title. They want the real title. They need to come to me. That's it.
One fight, only one sanctioned fight you can do in New York. That guy is licensed in
and
California.
He's way too small.
That state pride is everything.
I knock.
I TKO'd
a fucking, it doesn't matter. I was in Ukraine, though. What if I didn't come back? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was, you know.
Well, you're back in now. He's in California right now. Well, you know what? Challenge him to at least a gin match. Challenge him to something. But I'm telling you, if you put that on video.
Gym match, for sure. But
I'm telling you, trust me. If you knock him out in the gym, see, that's the thing. He probably won't want to be videotaped in the gym. You knock him out, and then there would be no proof. I'm saying a pay-per-view. Can you imagine the money people would make on
that? No, trust me. Wait. There will be no proof? Are you kidding me? I'm going to bring, like, 10, 15 people with me with cameras. There's going to be proof.
He'd be like, I don't want to be filmed. And then, you know, that's
nobody,
the thing.
Are you... Jenna, I would bring 10, 15 people. I'm Russian, you know what I'm saying? I'd bring my Russian posse. Nobody's going to listen to this little punk, you know what I'm saying? I should have brought motherfuckers when I smashed Wilder. But they're going to laugh at him if he says, I don't want to be filmed.
Does that bother you at all, though, when you see that McGregor issue boxing license in California? I mean, he's a clown, and he's trying to get into your sport.
I don't take these people serious, you know what I mean? Like, you know, yeah, of course, if I've seen him on the street, I'd put him to sleep, or if I, you know, like, just like I ran into Chuck Liddell.
He's on the damn streets. He's all in California.
When I saw Chuck Liddell.
He walks around town with his UFC belt on. That's what he really does. He walks around that. He's like, yeah, I don't know what's up with that guy.
Yeah, look, Chuck Liddell, right? Look, I mean, come on, he's more known than fucking Conor McGregor. You know what I mean? Overall, he is. Chuck Liddell's a bum. He's a bum. He's a glass jaw.
Star in combat sports. Who sells the most?
WWE pay per view. WWE, they got more fucking. They make more money than the fake boxing.
No, they don't make McGregor.
You know
they don't make more. I'm telling you, McGregor is making the most out of anybody out there. His last UFC
Jenna,
is
mainstream
a
boxing
different,
is
correct?
mainstream boxing. No, UFC okay, but mainstream boxing is dead. And I just beat
It
a
is,
UFC fighter
but
2 days
this
ago.
ass clown is trying to get into the sport. You're the one that can actually bring the mainstream boxing to life if you knock him out. And
Oh, so
obviously,
you
if
want me
you
to bring?
peg him.
You want me to bring? But you want me to? You wait, wait. Underground boxing is and mainstream boxing. We hate each other. You know what I'm saying? Like they like I hate them. They hate me. So you want me to
Put it this
bring
way.
mainstream box? So
Let me
okay,
give you
Charlie Z is the
one.
biggest
Let me give
name.
you one comparison, Charlie, real quick. Let me give you one comparison that wraps it all together here, okay? Now, you don't want to talk politics, but Donald Trump was hated by all Republicans. All politicians hated him. But as soon as he won that one big fight, winning the presidential election, all of a sudden they came and they started groveling at his feet. And all of a sudden, Donald Trump became the mainstream. Whatever Donald Trump did was mainstream. That's like you right now. You're on the underground. People are giving
Yeah,
you
but
no
wait,
respect. They're
you're from
talking all
Bar.
this shit,
You're
but if
from.
you beat McGregor, they're going to come groveling to your feet and saying, oh, wow, Charlie Z, I should have been here the whole time. Oh, the UBF, it's way better than real boxing. That's it. That's your opportunity. That's your ticket. Now, my phone's about to die, so I don't want to keep you up or keep you on the phone too long, but all I can tell you is the only way the fight can happen is if you call that ass clown out. If you call him out in video, you
Look.
break the silence, he will fight you, and you will beat him. And you will own everybody that's ever fucked with you. But you gotta take that chance. You gotta get that video out there. That's all I can tell you.
I just beat a U.S. Marine today, and then they're still running their mouth. I'm giving I got a lot I get a lot of credit, and no matter what, haters and fans are gonna be there. Haters are gonna be there. It's just the way it is.
But
Famous
remember, it
people, you
takes
know what I mean?
when you beat a opponent, everybody knows. It's like Trump did of Clinton. That's when they come. Everybody knows McGregor. And you beat McGregor, they all come around. So,
Everybody.
anyways, Charlie.
Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder, he lost to me. Yeah, they
Yeah,
still
but
hate him.
Deontay Wilder, he's not
What,
pay-per-view.
because the
It's
knockdown?
about
The
the pay-per-view.
knockdown? The knockdown? You
No,
talking
I'm
about the
saying,
knockdown? So
sorry,
what?
Charlie, it's
So
about,
what? I knocked him out. Hey, Deontay knocked me down, but I knocked him out. Come on.
Charlie, it's about pay-per-views, okay? And McGregor right now is the most well-known combat person, just like Clinton was the most well-known politician.
I
You knock
understand,
him
but come
down.
on. Think about it logically. Deontay Wilder, like, and McGregor, are
It
you
ain't
serious?
about the
Like, that's.
caliber of the opponent. It's about the known
Oh,
of the opponent,
okay.
how well known they are. McGregor is the
Okay,
most
but
known.
why is he well known for what? The dude can't fight, he can't throw hands. I'd kill this motherfucker. Look,
Exactly.
I'm
So
down.
that's why you need to fight him. Because he talks. That's why he's so well known. He's such.
But
Everyone likes his
but
trash talking.
he's not entertaining. He's an actor, you know what I mean? Like,
He's a decent trash talker. Yeah, I got to give him that. He's a decent trash talker. He can't fight for shit, but he's a decent trash talker. The only person I know that's a better trash talker than Conor McGregor is none other than Charlie Zelenoff. So, Charlie, my phone
I'm
is
the best
gender
fighter.
science, so I
I'm
got to
the
get off the
best
phone,
fighter.
but if you call him out, it'll be
My
over
fists
talking.
talk better trash. My fists talk the best trash. Wow, it was good talking. Yeah, but number one pound for pound, Charlie Z. All right. Let's see here. Yeah. Well, looks like somebody hates Conor McGregor. Hey, but listen, bring this fucking Iris Joker. I just beat a Bellator motherfucker, man. In a cage. Today, I just beat a U.S. Marine that's over 200 pounds. You know, Jenna just said it's not about the caliber. But I told her I'd beat Deontay Wilder. What the fuck am I going to get out of beating this fucking small little? Hey, fuck it. Conor McGregor, if you listen to this, if you want some, come get some. You're going to get knocked the fuck out. I'll beat the Irish out of you, motherfucker. You ain't going to fucking... Man, you ain't gonna be talking no more, man. He's too small for me, man. I'll kill him. It must be in the under the UBF banner. That's it. Because if I beat him under fake rec, it's not gonna count on my UBF record. So it must be under the UBF banner. You know what I'm saying? Today's win against the Marine, it was spectacular.